There was a little boy, every morning, had a routine with his dad. He would always give his dad a tight hug, and his dad would put his big arms around him and say, "I love you, son. I love you." This little boy lived in the country of Armenia. And when he went to school later that day, a severe earthquake rocked his country. The walls of his school started shaking. The ceiling fell down and crumbled in. Windows were broken. The whole school, like an accordion, smashed down. Miraculously, this little boy and a few of his classmates were not hurt. They were trapped in between a wall that was partially caved in, and they were just huddled in this little crevice with the ceiling and crumbled all around them and falling in. For hours and hours, rescue workers frantically went through the rubble, taking shards and glass and boulders and concrete. And his dad was one of the rescue workers. The little boy said to his fellow classmates, "My dad will come and get me. My dad is going to rescue us." Little boy said this. His dad, for 4 hours, 6 hours, 8 hours, 10 hours, worked relentlessly, picking up the heaviest pieces of concrete, the heaviest pieces of steel. He was just an MX missile, just all out. "I am going to get my son. I am going to find armor." And after over 10 hours of digging and digging and digging, he broke through. He saw his son. And then he pulled his son out of the rubble and brought him to safety. That son knew he had a father who keeps his promises. That son had abounding confidence. No matter how bad the earthquake, no matter how bad the problems and how scary and terrifying, his father would relentlessly stay after him and rescue him. Abraham, who we heard in today's gospel, is known as the father of faith. When we pray Eucharistic prayer number one, the church reminds us, implores us, points us to this epic man who was like a bulldog, who held fast to the promises of God, no matter what his five senses said. Abraham was past the age of childbearing. He was over 80 years old. His wife, Sarah, was close to 100 years old. But the God of the universe, the God who he had unlimited trust in, the God who he had boundless confidence in, said, "Abraham, your descendants are going to be more numerous than the stars in the sky or the sand on the seashore." And what he heard came from the most reliable source in the universe. He knew that God is a father who keeps his promises. So God established covenants with the human family, beginning with the covenant with Adam, then with Noah, then with Abraham, then with Moses, then with David, and then the coming of the Christ. You see, a covenant is not a mere human contract. A contract is, "This is yours and that is mine." A contract is a legal agreement. A covenant is a sacred family bond. And God said, "Abraham, I am entering into covenant with you. And the way the covenant was sealed was that an animal was divided in half. And God sent this flaming torch to pass through the animal to say, if I break my covenant, let what happened to that animal happen to me. I am a father that keeps my promises. I am the father that will break through that rubble and pull you out. And so Abraham is the father of faith. His five senses said, I am wrinkly. I am way, way old. My wife Sarah, she's a prune. She's 100 years old. This is impossible. But God, who raises the dead, who brings into life what does not exist, who spoke the universe into existence by his powerful word, taught Abraham to rely on him and what he has promised, and not on his pitiful, impossible weakness. Abraham learned that faith is the realization of what is hoped for and the actualization of what is believed. You see, he fanned into flame his faith. He kept up a rock-solid prayer life every single day, waiting, year after year after year, for the son of promise to be born, Isaac. And then what happened? Isaac was told to be taken to Mount Moriah. Imagine this. He waited over 10 years for this child of promise, and the child comes. And then God puts him to the ultimate test. He said, take your son, your only son Isaac, up to a mountain, and there offer him as a holocaust. You see, the pagan nations at the time, child sacrifice was common. Child sacrifice is what took place with the god of Moloch and the gods of Canaan. And Abraham was saying, I don't understand this. Why, God? I waited, and now you want me to sacrifice my only beloved son. But as we heard in the second reading, he knew the power source who was speaking this. He was convinced that God had the power to raise him from the dead. This is a foreshadow of what God did with his one and only son, his only beloved son. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. God did not spare his only son, but delivered himself up to save us, to open the gates of paradise. And what happened to Abraham? An angel came down and stopped him from carrying out the sacrifice of Isaac. You see, he was willing to obey God through thick and thin, through good times and in bad. He was willing to rely not on himself, but on him who raises the dead. And that is why Abraham is our father in faith, because he points us to a father who keeps his promises. This father looks you and I in the eye and says, I have the best design for you. I have the best plan for your life. He says, this is the way, walk ye in it. He says, trust me with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. He says, study my words, study my commandments, learn of me, let your life become one with me, fall in love with me. I am the Father who loves you with an everlasting love. I have not withheld my only Son, but I have given him to you to open the gates of paradise. So this is the Father that we need to get to know more intimately. And the way we get to know God more intimately is through quiet moments of prayer. It is through opening the Gospels every day and reading passages of Scripture. The Scriptures are God's love letter to humanity. And the average American household watches 4.5 hours of television a day, but we don't even crack our Bibles open. You see, this love letter is God pouring His heart out to you. And if you read just 5 or 10 minutes of the Gospels every day, you could go through the New Testament at least twice in a year. So be wise. Avail yourself to more prayer. Avail yourself to the Scripture readings every day. And then your faith will be on Him who made the heavens and the earth.